Workforce Wednesday, a snapshot of local employer resource information, is brought to you by the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County, bringing people and opportunities together.
And welcome back to Workforce Wednesday, a monthly broadcast from the Workforce Development Board of Ventura County. Every 10 years, the census is constitutionally mandated to guide the distribution of federal funds nationwide. The importance of being counted has never been more critical, as funding cuts to outreach and implementation of the 2020 census could threaten its accuracy. Here to talk about to make sure you, your family, and for business owners, your employees are all counted are Vanessa Bechtel, President and CEO, the Ventura County Community Foundation, Rebecca Evans, Executive Director, Workforce Development Board of Ventura County. I'm a big fan of the Constitution, and a lot of people, though I think in the olden days, it was 30,000. I think for every 30,000, you got a representative. Rich is going to have to back me on that. And I think when they gave women the right to vote, they bumped it up to 60. And now all bets are off, because if that was true in California with 39 million people, think how many reps we would need, although we deserve every one of them. So being counted is so important to the way this country runs. It's really, really essential. So first of all, great to have you folks here this morning.
Oh, thank you so much for having us. And thank you, Rebecca, for also including me today.
Absolutely. Thank you, Vanessa.
So we're going to start off with Vanessa. Why is it important to be counted in the decennial census?
First, you couldn't be more accurate in your comments. I actually believe that the 2020 census is by far the most pressing issue facing Ventura County. Ventura County has been identified as 59th in the nation most at risk of an undercount in the 2020 census. And what does that mean? That is a loss of almost $2 billion or more dollars over a 10-year period for our social safety net. And these are things that fund rural and industry development loans, child care for infants and family, senior services, transportation, water safety, our policing agencies, civil rights enforcement. These are the dollars that feed our children at lunch, and we need to make sure that every single person is counted. If we miss one person, it's a loss of $2,000 per year for 10 years for our social safety net.
It's pretty wild when you look at California doing so much heavy lifting for the country, because we're a machine. We have ag, we have oil, we have tech. You know, we really produce a lot. I think we'd be fifth internationally as a country. And so we should get as big a chunk as we possibly can, and everybody should be counted.
Absolutely. And we do pay taxes, and this is how our taxes return to our community to make a difference. And so it is really vital, and I appreciate drawing attention to this issue. There's so much work that we need to do as a community to ensure that everyone is counted.
Rebecca, what type of services that are currently being provided in Ventura County could be negatively impacted by an inaccurate count? So what services are at risk?
Well, exactly what Vanessa was just talking about. A lot of it has to do with our social safety net, but it really is any service or any infrastructure support that includes federal dollars. So oftentimes there will be a project that includes both local, state, and federal funding. And federal funding allocations are often dependent upon your size and your scope and what your allocation for other items are. The Workforce Development Board is housed within the County of Ventura and the Human Services Agency. So I work alongside the Community Services Department that administers CalFresh, which is nutrition assistance to make sure families have food, and alongside our CalWORKS program, which is welfare to work, helping those folks who have been out of work get back to work and be able to pay into our system and flourish in our local area. We have such a great quality of life in Ventura County that we don't always realize the level of social safety net that we need. At the Human Services Agency, looking at the number of people that participate in our programs who receive some type of assistance, it's 1 in 5 to 1 in 4 members of our community. So you're talking about 20% of the population of Ventura County at some point having an interaction or needing assistance from the Human Services Agency. And I don't think we realize that. I don't think we often see that or think of that because we have such a beautiful place to live and such a great quality of life. But as we pay in and all of us pay our fair share into the federal system that we enjoy as a country, it's important to have an accurate count so that we have the appropriate amount of support coming back in to support those programs.
Now, Vanessa, when we look at this, we got to see what an individual can do to make sure their entire family is counted. How do we make sure that's happened?
Well, this is just vital, and every single person has a role to play. The first thing that we need to do as community members is to become informed. There is a tremendous amount of disinformation facing our communities in regards to the census. Since 1790, it is a constitutional right. Every single person counts. Every single person matters. Two, this is the first time the census is actually going online. So if you're in a community that doesn't have adequate internet access or broadband support, we are going to be forming kiosks, and we are going to be hoping to have kiosks in our, you know, places of worship, our schools, our library system. We'll be working with our mobile library to bring access to the census. But if you are not comfortable with the internet, you can still do the census via mail. And so what we need to communicate is how that happens. The federal government is going to provide more clarity as we get closer to the census. But right now, the most important thing we can all do is to just become informed. Read about the census, understand what it does, and then volunteer. Volunteer to get involved at the local level in your California Complete Count Committee for Ventura County. And that website is VenturaCountyCounts.org. You can sign up and get involved and also find more information.
Now, Rebecca, what can a business do, a business owner? What can they do to make sure their employees participate in the census? Is this something that an employer should take as a serious, I don't want to say duty, but something for his people and for the state?
Businesses and employers certainly can be of a help. And the Workforce Development Board, in partnership with our local chambers of commerce, we actually have all of the local chambers of commerce, are part of a business and employer outreach subcommittee of the Complete Count Committee that Vanessa just mentioned. And we're looking to put together toolkits for business and employers. Something as simple as talking about it at work, posting a flyer or a poster wherever you put all your other information at work to encourage people to get their own information about the complete count and to be counted, the importance of being counted. And for some businesses, they're saying that on the first day of the count, to encourage and actually offer a time period to say, okay, we're going to have, you know, first hour in the morning or first hour after lunch or end of the day. This is your time to go complete your census and be counted.
I'm going to ask a dummy question. Do you realize that we're being counted? It's a funny thing. I've never yelled. Have I been counted? Is it by voting? I'm serious.
I remember census coming through when I was in Sacramento a long time ago, door knock, but it was a while back, yeah.
Well, I actually had the same exact feelings that you're just conveying. And what I realized is I come from a hard-to-count background. And, you know, I'm not sure if we were counted. And the information and the awareness that I had on all of the reach of census, I had no idea, for example, that the number one user of census data is our business community, And this is how businesses make investment in our community. It's what is the backbone and the very, you know, foundation of our economy. It's how our homes get valued. It's the foundation for how so much happens. And, you know, to your point, you know, it happens every 10 years. It's not really seen as a big deal. And then when you understand what those 10 questions really represent, that 10 minutes of time necessary to fill out that form, you really see, you know, that you're participating in the very foundation that really supports our entire infrastructure for our community.
So, Vanessa, the discussion in the news about questions that might deter hard-to-count populations in the census, is there anything to fear? I know some people remember voting. You didn't register to vote for one reason. I'm going to get jury duty. People used to actually think that's the way. So I'm not going to register to vote. And other people, they track me if I register to vote. So some people fear going in. Are there any things that somebody should fear, saying if I do this, that'll happen?
Well, certainly we are in a period where there is an intense climate of fear, and there is good reason for the fear. But one of the things that is really special about Ventura County is the fact that this complete count effort is really being led from all levels of leadership within our community. And as Dr. Gabino Aguirre said at the last census meeting, there are people involved in this census effort that operate in the sunlight. You know, our leaders, our political leaders, our, you know, executives at the county level. Then there's those that operate at the tops of the blades of grass, leaders within business community and, you know, the different various nonprofits, our faith-based community. But what is really special about this initiative, this effort, is that it is really truly being led from the roots on up. There are so many unique languages, unique backgrounds in our county that make us such a special place to live. And you can see leadership at all levels and all pockets of our community. Korean, Chinese, Mixteco, Spanish, Persian, Russian. We're reaching into our community and bringing everybody together. And because of that, I feel very confident in saying, go forward, be counted. Your community is here to ensure that we're all together in this.
Now let's wrap it up with a question for both of you, Rebecca and Vanessa. What does success look like for each of you in the 2020 census? Rebecca, what does that look like?
So success for us is having this successful outreach and having an assurance that we've had as complete a count as possible and we're able to bring the appropriate level of resources to our community. A positive side effect is it allows us to engage in these conversations and to talk about the makeup of our community and to talk about our social safety net, as well as increase everyone's understanding of where your tax dollars go and how they come back home to support your infrastructure and everything else that makes our quality of life great.
And I couldn't agree more. I think that this is an opportunity for us to really say, I count, you count, we all count. We're neighbors. Somos vecinos. We are neighbors. And in this effort, we can go out and meet one another as we come to understand the very foundation of how our country runs. You know, and I really just want to say, 80% of the children 0 to 5 that were missed in the last census in Ventura County, their families actually completed the census form. They just didn't know to count their children. We missed 3,000 kids in Oxnard. That's 60 million over a 10-year period. So success is an accurate count, and the accurate count depends on accurate information. And that's why I'm so grateful that you had us here today as guests so we can help start spreading the word and bringing to light, you know, how critical this is. So thank you so much. There's no do-overs. We only get one chance.
Okay, so I'm going to look. I just I've been around for a long time, and I've never realized the census. My bad. Well, I don't know. It's just so funny to think. And I took a class in the Constitution. I'm going to throw it to Rich. Rich, have you been counted at one time in your life? Do you?
Yeah.
You remember? I have no clue. When?
Well, back in the day, they sent either a written form or somebody came to the door one way or the other, and you filled it out, the written form, and sent it in, or they came to the door and interviewed you. This year, I think a lot of the census will be online, and there will be backup to that in terms of visits or something that's a paper form if they feel that the online thing was not working for a particular group of people. So there'll be it's a layered thing, but the main thing for most people will be able to do it online.
Okay, I'm going online. Going to make sure I'm counted. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you. That's wonderful. Yeah. Great news. Thank you.
And that's it. If you want to learn more about the 2020 census, go to the Public Policy Institute of California at ppic.org, ppic.org, and the Ventura County Community Foundation at vccf.org. Once again, that's vccf.org. If you are interested in partnering with the Workforce Development Board and learning more about the ways your business can be part of developing our future workforce, visit workforceventuracounty.org.
The business, education, labor, economic development, government, and community organization members of the Workforce Development Board are committed to workforce development for economic vitality in Ventura County. To learn more, go to workforceventuracounty.org.